Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
And we're back from vacation. Morning, studio.
Morning.
So yesterday, obviously off is a holiday. We were off all week last week. We take 2 weeks every summer, and one of those weeks was last week. You can bet. Every week that we take off, why are you guys gone? And they get angry. I wish we could find those people. And when they get vacation time from their job,
yeah,
we go to the doom, doom, doom. Why aren't you working?
I'm supposed to be working today.
You're supposed to be working right now. And so, I mean, it is that we take no more than we ever have. But we had 2 weeks. We never even take it 2 weeks at the same time, which we could.
Oh, that would be awesome. Nice.
Right, exactly. Wouldn't it be? But because I'm thinking of the listeners, I know they don't. And sometimes on vacation, we do extra shows. We record them, but they're all brand new. And then they're like, we don't want this crap recorded. What do you want to best of? Don't get me started. I could do it 4 out, 5 hours on just this topic.
Oh, I like it.
But I'm so happy to be here today. I woke up motivated. It was like the first day of school. I woke up, I did the dishes this morning.
Wow.
Oh, whoa. No. I was out of my mind. I did the dishes. I took out multiple different trash things. Cardboard boxes. I broke them all down. This
what?
Is all this
all
morning.
All this morning?
All this morning. I fed the dogs, which I usually do, but I made a whole list of Caitlin because I have to wake up way early. And I was like, hey, I just kind of want to brag a little bit without seeming braggy. Hey, I put them in the dishwasher, but I don't want to start the dishwasher because I texted her, would you please start it? Because I loaded it. I just wanted to know I loaded it.
She didn't just wake up and they're all done. So smart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I just thought it was because maybe you didn't know how to start it.
Oh, no. I can do everything. I just don't.
You choose not to.
Yeah. Like I had to learn to do everything. I can do anything and everything.
Okay.
I just don't like it. My goal was always to be so successful, I never had to do the dishes again. Okay. And there were a few years I never did the dishes. I'm being honest with you. Mm-hmm. But now that I got married, my wife's like, we're not too good to the dishes. And I'm like, sorry. Okay.
Like, but I've got successful.
But that's like, I don't have to.
This is what I've been working for.
So I said, hey, I cleaned the dishes and put them in the dishwasher. If you could start it, please. I got her some Starbucks and left it in there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There was some pasta sitting out from last night because she had cooked dinner. Long pasta. I didn't know what to do.
Long?
It was exposed. Yeah, it's long. So you can't just put it in a bag. So I broke it in half and put it in a Ziploc bag. And I said, I didn't know how to store this because it was too long to put in a bag. So I broke the pasta in half. and I don't know if that's the right way or not.
Now it's short pasta.
Well, otherwise, no. I'm just saying it was long. Yeah, it wasn't called long pasta. It's like spaghetti.
Normal spaghetti.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the bag was already open and ripped open, so I couldn't seal it.
Interesting.
So I broke it in half and then put it in there.
Okay. I like that works.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just
got to improvise.
Yeah. I did that. Took out the trash. Just said a lot of stuff. And then I was like, have a good morning.
Did you say anything?
Well, now, let me ask you. When she does a bunch of things, does she text you?
No, never. She doesn't just say anything about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when I do it, I need everybody to know.
Right, I'm
even on the show talking about it. Like, I need everybody to know. So we're back and glad that you guys are here. You know, I got a little something on my mind that I think we could probably do as this opening segment. Because you guys watch any of the Mets games?
No.
No? So when a certain player comes out, the guy walks out in the trombone. Burr, 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 and he plays his the intro when the pitcher comes out in the middle of the game, right? Okay. It's super cool. The Mets fans go crazy. It's like a walkout song. And we've talked about walkout songs before.
Yeah.
So I think I gave you guys like 20 minutes ago. I said, hey, what would your morning like walkout song be? Right? So you have it?
Yeah.
Everybody have it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What we're going to do is called the first 15. It's just a declaration. You get 15 seconds to say whatever you want to say to start the day. Ooh. Intro song plays. Eddie, you get your first 15. We move on.
Okay, I like this.
Everybody got it?
Yeah. Got it.
All right, here we go. From McAllen, Texas, producer Eddie.
I got bills.
Yeah.
I got to pay. So I'm going to work every day.
Guys, I just found out that if you cut a stem off a plant and you put it in water, it grows roots, and then you have yourself another plant. So now I've gone all over the house. I've cut stems all over all our plants. And I'm in about, I don't know, what, a few months, I'm going to have about 30 plants.
There is producer
Eddie. Yeah!
From Austin, Texas, woo! Lunchbox!
Hey, what up, everybody? The king is here, and I'm just going to make your day great. I'm going to just tell you what. I need a nap today. I stayed up late, and I'm going to take a nap, and I'm going to take 2 hours, and it's going to feel so good. If you're not napping, you're living life wrong. And if you hate me, then guess what? Huh? You ain't great like me. Goodbye.
What?
From Austin, Texas, Amy!
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flesh.
This is just a friendly reminder to put sunscreen on your neck and hands. A photo just went viral of this woman who put sunscreen on her face every single day but didn't put it on her neck, and her skin is very different. So for 4 days now, I have been applying sunscreen to my neck, and I shall continue for the rest of my life.
Wow. Right. Thank you very much.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Oh. Huh?
Yeah. Weezer.
Okay, we can't talk over the song.
Sorry. My bad.
It's first day. We're gonna figure it out. I just want to say, Arkansas beat the crap out of Cincinnati, so it's a great weekend for me. I was thinking about retiring had we lost. I'm just letting everybody know it was
retiring
gonna come
from
in from
this.
Yeah,
okay.
Man, yeah, let's not do that.
So Arkansas won, and I'll be co-hosting the Today Show today after this show. So there you go. All right, thank you. Now let's go back. Thank you, Ray.
Are you going to review the segment?
Well, yeah, we're going to talk about it. Eddie, I liked your song.
Yeah, thank you.
Pretty good.
Bills.
Made sense.
I got 4 kids, lots of bills.
Yeah, I didn't love mine how it started. I've got 2 other options here. Ray, would you have my second option? Do the intro and let me hear my option again.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, Bobby Bones.
Oh.
What is this?
Yeah, dude. Zeppelin?
Yeah, I was thinking, you need me. Yeah. Oh. Whole Lot of Love?
Yeah.
That's a walkout song right there. That's good.
I think that's it.
Well, here's the other one, though, too. Ray, do it one more time.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, Bobby Bones.
A lovely day.
Oh, I like that.
I'm going to work with the Zeppelin tomorrow and see how that goes.
Man, this is a good day starter, though.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
I like Amy's, yours didn't make sense.
Okay.
And Lunchbox's, what was yours?
Return of the Mac.
That's funny.
Why? I love Biggie Hypnotize.
Well, just because you love it, it doesn't describe you.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to describe it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what a walk-up song is. It's sort of like, this is you. It's your power anthem.
Pumped up.
It like represents you.
Okay. Are you like Biggie in a weird way?
No. I mean, if I had to choose, I'm more like Tupac, but.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep.
Are you? Listen.
Okay, we did it. Tomorrow,
okay,
we'll do it. We'll try it again.
New okay. songs.
You need your declarations. It's a work in progress. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I've been hearing you guys talking about the lottery. And I wanted to share my story with you and get your opinion. I won the lottery 10 years ago. I played a billion-dollar blockbuster scratch-off and got a winning ticket worth $10 million. Oh. But I told no one. The lottery office allowed me to be completely anonymous. I collected my prize and didn't tell a soul, not even my immediate family.
Wow. Ugh.
I've since invested my money and lived a pretty comfortable life by myself. Not married, no kids. I'm not into anything flashy, so I've never sparked suspicion with any relatives.
Ugh.
I just know if my family knew I won, they would have taken advantage of me and the money would have come and the money would have gone. As I get older, I start to see more of my family struggle in the last couple of years. I think about how I could be doing more to help them, but I feel like it's been too long to tell them now. Am I wrong for not letting my family know? What would you do in my situation? How could I help them out financially without revealing how much money I actually have? Signed anonymous, but the S in anonymous is a money sign.
Nice.
That's funny.
First of all, the fact that you could keep that secret, kudos to you.
It's awesome.
You don't owe anybody anything as far as letting them know what's happening in your personal life. If you're married, I'd say it's a different story.
But no one noticed that they're not working.
Yeah, like, why are you?
Yeah, she
like,
never, and they I know I have a job. Like,
I don't know. They never
showing
said
at the
it.
Beach.
Who knows? Maybe they've.
Huh.
I don't know the ins and outs.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, if you can keep that secret, that's amazing. You told no one. That's great and good for you. Secondly, you don't have to help anybody you don't want to help, but you could help your family in ways that they wouldn't know you won the lottery.
Yeah.
You could literally just go, hey, I see that you've been struggling. Let me help you out by paying some of your bills so you can focus more on what is the struggle. There are a lot of little things you can do. So I would say if you don't want to share that you won the lottery, don't share, but you can help out in little ways that actually make a significant difference in people's lives. So this is an easy one. Go help your people out, because they'd probably help you out. But don't tell them you won the lottery if you don't want to, because if you do, they're going to still today ask for money. If they found out that you won $10 million years ago, they're still today going to ask you for some money, because there's a reason you didn't want to tell them, because you knew they would have asked you for some money because you know them. But kudos to you for keeping that quiet.
Yeah.
That's just
amazing. No, not kudos. Like, how dumb?
Why? No, everybody doesn't want the attention.
That's why you play the lottery.
I was watching some celebrity talk about, forget which one it was, and he was like, everybody wants to be rich and famous. He goes, you don't want to be famous. Famous kind of sucks sometimes. You want to be rich, and that's it.
Yeah.
And that's what happened here with this person.
God.
Because sometimes you can be famous and not be rich.
Yeah, but they're famous, and they don't enjoy it because they're still...
They're rich.
Or rich, that's what yeah. I meant.
But they
Sorry.
Do enjoy it. They said they don't enjoy living flashy.
Try living flashy, you'll enjoy it.
Have you lived flashy before?
Man, yeah, when I rented that Corvette.
You rented the Corvette.
He's rented flashy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any advice for this person, Lunchbox?
Man, I would tell your family kick rocks.
But they're not coming to you for the lottery. He said he's noticed them struggling. They haven't even asked him for anything, I don't think.
But I think you have, I mean, listen, you don't have to help your family out, but you're going to die and you're going to leave that money's going to go nowhere.
Could go to the family
might
after
have a
he
will.
Dies. Yeah, sure he has a will.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell him then. I would just show up with a Lambo and be like, man, how you guys doing?
Seed rub in their face.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
terrible.
Amy?
No, I'm with you 100%. You help them out, but you have no obligation to tell them how you're able to help them.
You don't have to tell anybody.
They don't need to know all the details of how much money you have where, but you can definitely find ways to help them, because clearly that's what you are wanting to
that's
do.
That's a great story. One $10 million didn't share with anybody. Amazing. That's awesome. All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I don't know if this is more shady or more funny, but I do feel it needs to be addressed. And I'll start with this. Back when school was starting, a lot of teachers were online going, hey, clear the list. I cleared a couple lists myself where I went and said, hey, I'll take care of everything you need in your classroom, because teachers have to spend a lot of their own money at a job that doesn't get paid a lot, and they shouldn't have to spend their own money. So that happened, and Lunchbox came on the show and was like, clear my list. I need milk. I need tuna. And I didn't stay with it a long time because I didn't want people to actually go to whatever his list was that he had created and actually clear his list. However, what happened?
People cleared my list, man.
They bought him groceries.
Oh, my gosh.
They mailed it here to the station. I got a whole box of beef jerky from some beef jerky place in Kansas. Someone sent my value pack of Crest with mint flavoring toothpaste, 3 boxes. I mean, sent it here to the studio. And, I mean, we need to do this once a month. I mean, this cleared
you
the list.
You want all of us just read our grocery list on the air.
Once a month and see what shows up, man. These people love to help you clear the list. So it is great. It is the greatest thing ever. I was so excited when I go in the mailroom and, oh, what do you know? Something for me? And they were like, we helped clear your list. And I'm like, thank you. Finally, someone clears my list. It felt great.
So when you say it was mailed here, did they go to like Amazon and send it and it came here?
Yep.
Oh, they did. So you created a list on Amazon.
And they went. They boom, click it. There you go. Send it. That's what the teachers do.
I don't think we can do that. I don't think we can get in the habit of telling listeners to buy our groceries.
No. Mm-mm, not appropriate.
No, no, why? The teachers do it.
Let's play clear my bills. This is my water bill.
Just like you guys say, the GoFundMes, you don't have to donate, but if you feel inclined to go to my list and clear it, by all means, go to my list and clear it.
Scuba Steve, isn't this crossing some sort of weird line?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny and all you're getting this, but you've created a list on Amazon and then promoted that for listeners to go to and click on and sell and buy you stuff?
Yeah.
I think that's wrong.
Right, we can't get in
morally wrong for a listener to buy you something when you're not in need for anything. You can afford all your own stuff.
Really?
Yes,
I can't afford a Corvette.
Okay, but no one got you a Corvette.
Is that morally wrong?
For one.
So Raymundo could get on.
Yes, absolutely.
No. No. I'm not saying he should get on.
He could. I mean, all these teachers, you don't know what they're driving. They're probably driving a Benz, and they're like, ah, buy me pencils. Get out of here.
But if they've earned the money to buy themselves a Benz, that's great.
Right, but then they want us to buy the pencils.
No, like, if you go look at somebody. Hold on. What their point is that they shouldn't have to spend their own money to do their job.
But you go to some of their lists, and it's like, oh, I need 2 beanbag chairs. Wait, you don't need beanbag chairs.
How do you know?
Because I went to school and there weren't no dang beanbag chairs in my classrooms.
Well, if there was, imagine how good of a kid you'd
be. I would have taken better naps.
Yes, exactly.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's ridiculous. So if they're going to have their list, we're going to have our list. Ray, put one up. Go for it.
No. Hold on. We can't be putting lists up.
Well, no, and I want YouTube TV and then I also want new headphones. So it's stuff
that
has to
do with we're not doing that, guys.
Exactly.
Subscriptions to TV streaming services.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, it's not a bad idea, but we can't do that.
It is a bad idea. Idea.
Yes. No. The idea is
a good
funny.
Idea.
It's like, but we can't do as responsible people on this show. We can't do that.
Can't.
We can't.
We need to.
You
be...
guys be the responsible people. I'll be the irresponsible.
What? Okay. Can you just read down your list of what has come in? Do you have the list?
Well, I mean, I got beef jerky. I got toothpaste. I got a couple bushels of bananas. I wanted 4, but I only got 2. I don't know if you call them bushels, but clumps of bananas. And then also, I got a gift card to Amazon.
Somebody got you a gift card to Amazon?
$50 gift card.
No. Listeners, no.
Yes, listeners,
saying,
yes.
No,
yes. No.
You don't
tell them how to spend their money, Amy. I don't tell you how to spend your money. You let them do what they want to do.
Okay, it hurts me that someone has spent their hard-earned money giving you a $50 gift card.
Whenever we actually have causes,
yes.
When we ask people to give, it's always for a cause of something that is really in need. We're not going to ask you unless they really need it.
Hello?
And I think that kind of breaks that.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
You don't know. I mean, I could need it.
You don't.
We know you don't.
Toothpaste. I mean, I got kids. I got to brush their teeth.
You brush all their teeth still?
Yeah. I mean, they're only 2 and 4.
Eddie's kids like reeling in fish.
They do everything on their own. Doing laundry.
I still don't believe that. I still don't believe he reeled in their own fish.
He did.
All right, well, hey, guys, please don't clear Lunchbox's list. He's fine.
Hey, I'll tweet it out again today.
No more tweeting list out.
I'll start a new list.
No more tweeting list. It's just the groceries every week. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Wright brand bacon. It's awesome, so awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome, so let me tell you about Wright brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Wright brand bacon and experience bacon the right way.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Guys, college is back in session, which is good news for us. Have you guys not noticed?
Oh, is this not a story?
All the hotties around work lately. What? I mean, yes, because we're right by Vanderbilt University. So every time we leave work or just on the weekend, if you drive around over here, there are hotties everywhere.
And if I could just say this, he said he wanted to do his own.
Oh my God.
He said, I got one. And so I was like, okay, cool. I guess he's brought in his own. He's pumped about it. I didn't know it was actually his.
No, it's the best time of the year because it's the beginning of the semester. The hotties are looking refreshed. They've had their summer sleep. They are looking their best because they want to
impress. The hotties have had their summer sleep?
This is terrible. What are we doing, Buzz? This is crazy.
I didn't know what this was.
Listen, they have been ready because they're like, oh, new semester, new me. And they're all ready to go. They haven't had to stay up all night doing homework. They don't look disheveled. They're ready to go. So I've been picking up lunch every day. I pick a restaurant right around campus just so I can walk in. Oh, what's up?
He's
see the hotties.
Creepy old man on campus.
No. And it's inspired me.
To?
I want to go back to college.
To be around girls?
To be around the hotties.
Huh.
But what about your...
No, listen, let's be honest. My wife is probably past her prime. She's had three babies.
What are you saying?
Hey,
greatest
segment ever. Don't stop. The dam is broken. Let's let the water rush out.
She's had three babies, you know, maybe four, you know, coming soon. Who knows? But I mean, I just don't know after three or four, she can get it back.
Okay.
And so she understands. And these girls are going to get there.
She doesn't understand.
Like these hotties right now in college are going to get there. But right now they're in their prime.
But, you know,
have you had that talk with your wife?
About what?
Her prime.
No, we don't talk about it. It's just kind of a mutual understanding.
I feel like a lot of this is just him saying he's like. But she I am knows just telling
you, if you guys have not driven by campus, the girls, I mean, and it's perfect. It's fall is here, so they're wearing shorts. The Lululemon tops. It's oh man,
Lululemon.
Oh my god,
it's been good.
I don't like this.
Tell me something, pervy.
Yeah. No, guys, it's a good time of year. College is back in session.
College is back. That part I can agree with.
Sure, that's cool.
The rest. Not sure how I feel about it.
Hey, just do one lap and tell me you don't do a
head. I'm not doing a lap.
All right, go to one of those restaurants, Bones. I have to work today.
I'm telling you,
I go get food at the place. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Lunchbox. All right, there it is. That's what it's all about. Huh. Yeah.
That was Tell Me Something Good. Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
John Party.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Everything good?
Yeah.
I see you on the road, and you're tour, then all of a sudden, boom, you're here in the studio. Did you just come off the road?
Yeah, I got home yesterday.
And so explain how that works. You will finish your show, and then you will go to the bus, and then the bus drives all night to get back?
No. This one, we've been on a long probably eight-week run on the West Coast, and my driver, he's been out for a long time, but we were in Sioux Falls, and we went to Kansas City and got a nonstop back from Kansas City and got here yesterday.
What's your bus like? Explain to me if you get on John Party's bus, what you're going to see.
This is clothes everywhere. Summer's clothes everywhere. Presents everywhere.
Like, presents?
Yeah. Like
people just bringing you gifts?
Yeah, you acquire a lot of stuff on the road. It's definitely like a full day of when the bus is gone, especially going back home, NorCal and stuff. We got to have a whole day of cleaning the bus, getting all the stuff out, and then bring it to the house. And
if the bus broke down, could you fix it?
No.
Okay. I thought maybe. Okay.
Some of the drivers can, and then that's their job. I mean, the last thing I want to do is be working on a bus. But we had two alternators go down, and they overnighted them to Dallas, and they got them on, and then they met us at the gig. So thank God for the bus drivers, man. They really work hard, and there's actually a bus shortage in Nashville. I don't know if you know. It's kind of like a big deal.
We've been raising a lot of money for it. We had a telethon.
Yeah, it's like touring.
He believed you for a second.
Here's the thing.
He's like, wait a second.
Let me just say this real quick. Because I know John. John and I are friends outside of the show. So
that was pretty good. I was like, wait a
minute. Listen, John has been on the road going extremely hard. He's here because his record's out. But John has been singing every night and traveling, and that will wear a man down.
I could use one more day at home.
Yeah, John is tired. We're gonna have a heck of an interview here, but John is tired, so when I make really cool jokes like that, they kind of slide. He just kept going because he's focused on nailing this interview. I appreciate that.
Hey, that was good.
Go ahead. So anyway, didn't mean to interrupt you. We can just move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Bus driver's rule.
Bus driver's rule. Mm-hmm. And we're glad we have our buses. So thank you.
Amen. All right. This album, it's taken like 20 years to come out. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
How long has it been since the last album?
2019 in October. We released it, and then you know how the next year went.
Yeah.
So I took 2020 off, really, and then I wish I was on a piano just trying to come up with a masterpiece for 2 years, but it wasn't like that.
Well, it is a masterpiece.
Oh, thank you.
John's album is out. It's been since 2019, so we had a party record. I want to play the first track, a little bit of it, because it's what the album is named after, and it's Mr. Saturday Night. Here you go.
They don't know how much I missed her Saturday night.
Look at that. Tell me that in a good track.
That's
one.
That's awesome, man.
Tell me that in a good track. Really one. Good. John, why don't you sit back. Sit back, buddy. We'll handle this. You're tired. Pull that microphone to your mouth. Just sit back. No, pull the microphone. Just relax.
He's okay. Going to fall asleep,
yeah.
Bones.
I will ask
Eddie. Did I look that tired?
No, your voice is a little shot.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
All it is.
No, it's definitely.
You don't look. You actually look great.
I went to bed at 9:30 last night.
You've been on the road singing, traveling.
Talking,
singing. Travel. That's all I know is those three things. I'm just going to keep going.
Probably
that's
drinking.
A lot. That's a lot. Riding on the bus. So what I'll do is I'll ask Eddie a question as you. He does a good impression. He'll answer. And if you disagree.
Oh, no. Come on. Don't
If you disagree,
this.
You hop
no.
in.
Okay?
Okay. All right.
Oh, my God.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Man, I'm
No, this is terrible.
John, listen, I'm a big fan of your live shows. I have to imagine because you sing. You have such a strong singing voice and you sing just so aggressively on stage. That you have to take care of your voice before a show. Like, what do you usually do?
Nothing, Bones, just nothing.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree?
It's natural.
No.
Do you agree?
I don't agree.
You don't? Okay, step in, John, go ahead.
Having a lot of water is pretty key during the day of show, and stretching is really key.
Well, you know, stretching, idiot. Stretching. Why didn't you say stretching?
I didn't think about that.
Stretching, jeez. You know, just getting.
John moves around a lot.
Yeah, you know, and getting older, and I look at this guy named Tom Brady. He's still playing ball at 45 or whatever. Yep. And like, his main thing is stretching. So I put a lot more time in stretching. Vanderbilt taught me a lot. Your neck can tighten your vocal cords too, because you think it's all muscle. It's all. So just kind of loosen up in the hamstring for lower back. And warming up with vocal coaches, or have a little recording. So that's how I get ready usually.
Hey, you're an idiot. You missed that completely.
Hey, I was way off.
Yeah, fake John missed that completely. That's why the real John is here.
Neck workouts? Next time you just say, hey, just like Tom Brady, man.
Okay, all right, I'll remember that.
I know I'm not supposed to comment on people. I feel like I can say this to you, but like physically, you look great.
Oh, man.
Are you eating fried food or what?
I work out quite a bit, but there's a point where you go so hard on tour where you're like, you know what? I'll have that pizza. I'll have that. You know, you just kind of get in a comfort mode. So I was at the tail end of that. But thank you for saying, because now I'm like, time to go jog. Got on the scale. Was a little more than I wanted to be, but we'll go back down.
You look great. Fake John.
Yeah.
So you're a real cowboy. Do you ever worry about falling? Well, hold on. John, relax. Yep. Do you ever worry about falling off? I watch you ride horses, and you're really great. Do you ever worry about falling off?
Nah.
You can't perform?
Nah, only sissies fall off.
Oh.
Okay. John Party doesn't fall off.
All right. True or false? Only sissies fall off.
I ain't going to agree with that.
So have you fallen off?
Yeah. Well, it's mainly for being stupid, riding bareback, and then the horse turns and you just slide right off.
Does your label go, John, don't ride, like Tom Brady can't get on a motorcycle because if he gets hurt, he can't play.
Mm-hmm.
Does your label go, John, you're worth too much to us, don't ride a horse?
I could see that if I was like really going and riding younger horses that haven't been rode before. I kind of take the safety thing just for safer reasons, you know, not to say you can get on kid friendly horses that still can team rope and kids can climb all over them and get on the horse and then he'll perform great. And that's what you want out there. Like around 10 or 12, that's your going to be prime. There's things that I have to tell people before I get on a horse or, you know, because we're always traveling. Everybody wants to be to ride with them. So there's a lot of safety things I go through, and you don't want to mess up and go too cowboy.
I heard that. I say every day of my life.
Mm-hmm.
People accuse me of that constantly. You're too cowboy, Bobby. Hey, one final question for fake John. Like, how big old boy are you exactly?
I'm a big old boy, Bobby.
How big?
Big. You think big, Bobby.
No numbers.
I'm bigger than that.
Wow. How tall are you?
Close to 7.
7 foot?
Yeah.
Okay. What size boot you wear?
Like 14.
Okay. They don't want to mess. They don't want you to beat him up. That's all it is at this point. How tall are you?
6'4".
How big's your boot? How big's your boot?
This is a 12.
Before we take a break here and play one of his songs, I do want to play, this is track 6. Really like this one. This is called Your Heart or Mine from John Party. Something in the night making us want to cross that line. New album, Mr. Saturday Night, is out. Go stream it. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So, you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way.
Go. On the Bobby Bones.
Hold on. The imaging just started. We're back. We're on the air. Hold on. Ray, play that again.
It's funny you're going to play Santa Cruz. It's funny because I...
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Do you remember, did you ever get that postcard I sent you?
From where?
From Santa Cruz.
It said, no. It said what?
I don't know if you ever got it. But I had this awesome trip. It was like me and Summer's first vacation with a bunch of friends on the beach over the 4th of July. And I was like, well, I had this cool trip from Santa Cruz. And you probably won't hear it in the song, but it's on the second verse it opens up, send a postcard to a friend.
Come on, that's me.
What?
That's you.
Whoa. That's amazing.
That's crazy.
Wait, so Bones, you never got it?
Literally wrote our trip. And it's like, send a postcard to a friend. Can you add the boardwalk of Santa Cruz on it?
Dang, why am I not a writer on this then? I'm looking for a job. Okay, so if you'll play the John intro again, just so we've established this, Ray, go ahead.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
John Party.
Here's a clip of the song that I inspired.
Send a postcard to a friend.
I like it. What do you do on a show? If you wake up the day of a show and you're on the road, what happens during the day? We don't get to see it. We just see the glamour. You come out on stage, lights are on, you sing the hits, and we're like, we love John Party. But what happens all day long leading up to a show?
I'll wake up, find whatever shorts and underwear I'm going to change into, and then...
Ever wear the same ones from the night before?
It gets a little packed in the bus, you know? Try to get my dirty clothes all there, get up, and then go to the gym. That's the ideal day. It's starting off with the gym.
Well, your people find a gym for you and then take you over to a gym. They're like, John Party, country music stars coming to the gym.
I'm not, you know, it's not like I go like this into the gym.
Mm-hmm. But they say
doing curls.
John Party's from out of
stage gear.
But he's like from out of town. We want to get him in. You could probably get in some pretty cool places like college football. They got good centers, good YMCAs.
Nobody really sets that up.
Well, maybe now, maybe they will.
You would think I'd get all that cool stuff, but that never happens.
Okay, okay.
But I will say, and I'm not trying to drop a name, but I will say there is a Planet Fitness every town in this country, it seems like.
Hallelujah.
And I'm telling you, it's impressive. I'm like, there'd be like a Dollar General store. Oh, and there's a Planet Fitness. I was like, guess we're going to Planet Fitness.
Okay, all right.
So we've been using that, and all the band comes and everything, so... that's kind of been a savior. But yeah, it'd be cool to go other gyms. Mm-hmm. I'd really be into that. Yeah, purple's getting old.
So then you, when do you go, like, do a sound check? You practice every day, or do you let your people do that for you because you do it so often?
When we get back from the gym, it's lunchtime. Lately, it's been a line check because our crew is still always working on the stage. We got a bigger stage, and they're always setting it up, and it's always like, I don't know if we got enough time for line check. And we want to get, we want to make sure, because we're good tour mates, we want to make sure Haley and Laney get a sound check, or any openers that we have. We want to make sure they get a sound check, because that's, they're jumping from gig to gig too. So it's like they need to have sound check. So sometimes, because we have such a crew, they'll just line check and it's all kind of a template thing. And we're just like, all right, we're fine. And we've done the set so long.
And so then you go back, you take a nap or anything, or is it just showtime?
This is the boring part of the day. It depends. If I want to rest, sometimes I'll just kind of chill, lay down, watch a movie, kind of find something, get a book, I don't know, and just be quiet. And then get ready, meet with the band, you know, have a couple drinks before we go on stage, and then boom, showtime.
Do you still get the rush right before you go out?
There's been a new rush, and it's been nice. And it's having Haley Witters and Laney Wilson out with us, and this whole first time big package deal of coming out and selling out shows, selling out little amphitheaters. We're not at a huge amphitheater thing, but, you know, we're selling quite a bit, you know, 6,000 to 9,000 tickets. It's a big first for me in having such great artists to open up. And it's like this whole, like, man, this is a great tour and the crowd's loving it, and not nervous, but some nervous, but it's been really fun.
I just got a text from somebody on your team that says when you sell out bigger amphitheaters, they'll get you in the gym. I don't know what that means.
Hey, maybe.
I just got
we sold out the well, we were at, it's attached to, oh, SoFi, the SoFi Stadium. And I was like, man, you know, like the Rams and I think the Chargers play here too. There's no gym we can go check out.
There's no weight room.
They were just like, no.
No.
Literally, Planet Fitness.
But look, I want to ask you two personal questions here. I want to play one more track from the record. The two questions I want to ask you, number one, if you go into your house, when I say, hey, what is your favorite picture that is hanging or is in your house, what is it?
There's one that was taken of me and Summer holding hands crossing the street in Nashville, and it's right in front of Rippy's, and I'm like, I'm kind of pulling her going that way, and it was the first time randomly that we're like, hey, you know what? Sunday was Sunday. We had nothing to do. We're like, let's go downtown, which is number one. I will probably never say that. So it was just like a random day we had, and we were just downtown Nashville having fun, and she found that picture and blew it up and hung on the wall. And it was just, this is like a little cool picture of us just kind of out being normal and out in Nashville.
Who is your hero right now?
I have to say Summer, always just kind of keeping me like, you know, she's a partner in life and partner to help me going, partner to keep me, you know. Well, she's been really wanting some pizza lately, but like, you know, she'll cook healthy too. And like, but, you know, I'm going to talk about that. You get worn out, you get that comfort food. But just kind of as a team, which I've never had. I mean, you know, I've never been married, but, like, it's a team, and I guess she can be my hero right now.
This is what I'm looking forward to.
Okay.
And I need a commitment from you. And don't do it now. We're not doing it now. Don't even start to do it now.
A sports coat when I come
in
next time?
No. We have a story that you have to tell on some outlet of mine that happened during COVID.
You got it, man.
I want you to tell it, and it can be right before we die, the day before we both die together holding hands.
Oh, no, being that guy's behind bars.
We've said too much.
Okay. I mean, that's quite the tease.
Let me tell you.
What is happening?
You want to know somebody who's got some stories? John Barr's got a story. Everybody, the album's Mr. Saturday Night. It's a great album.
Go to
johnparty.com.
That's some cowboy. Right.
You can't say that. Okay. Okay. We gotta go. You know, whatever you need, whenever you need it.
Yeah, let's go.
Congratulations. You're just killing it. You're selling out shows. And on that, we're gonna go. There he is. Our friend John Party, everybody. All right, nice job.
That's funny.
We have a podcast called 25 Whistles. It's a football podcast, but we had actor comedian Michael Rappaport on with us. So he's in season two of Only Murders in the Building on Hulu, which loved the show, loved season two. And in that show, it's Steve Martin, Martin Short, Selena Gomez. And I asked him about working with Steve Martin and Martin Short, like two comedy legends.
I was so impressed with working with them the first day and so sort of taken aback by how prepared and how enthusiastic they were on the set. You know, Steve Martin is 76, Martin Short is 72, and they come to work. You know, Steve Martin, when you see him, it's like, yo, it's Steve Martin. He's got the glasses, he's got the hair. And to be in front of him, I never take that for granted.
And if you're a big Friends fan, he played Phoebe's cop boyfriend back in the day. And so he still talks about how cool it is getting recognized from that role.
Friends is on television. It's on planes. Different demographics of people will watch the show, like kids, and know me just from that. You know, Friends was awesome to be a part of. Listen, I've been doing this for so long. A lot of people get frustrated being recognized and people coming up to them when they're doing this, that, and the third. I'm appreciative of anybody that knows me from anything because I do feel blessed and so fortunate to have such a career for such a long time.
It's a great interview. We talked a lot of sports. And I said, what advice would you give Tom Brady? Because he loves giving advice. And he said, don't eat what I eat. That was his advice for Tom Brady. You can find our football show, 25 Whistles. Just search for it, 25 Whistles, wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you very much. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, You in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So we often debate on the show, what is the appropriate age to give our kids a little more freedom? I'm like, my kids are, you know, 12, 15. They've got freedom. Eddie thinks like
40.
18.
Yeah. Eddie thinks 40.
That's right, till they're out of the house.
Yeah.
That's
and then
freedom.
They have kids.
Exactly.
They get freedom when they get kids.
Well,
yeah.
A survey was taken and Eddie is definitely in the minority because 7% of parents say that their kids have to be 18 if they want to start to get some freedom away from mom and dad.
Well, to be fair, Eddie has in the past said his kids are not getting social media till 18, but he has backed off that a little bit.
No, negative.
Yes, bull.
They have
bull crap.
My 14-year-old has a son, has a phone, but there's no social media on that phone.
But I thought he ran an Instagram account.
He has a face Instagram. So yeah. You can shake your head. You're lying. You have not a lot, but you have compromised your beliefs, and that's something I hope I never do.
All right.
Well, majority of parents think that kids should be allowed a little more independence when they turn 12 years old, and decisions that come along with that are like, you know, choosing their own haircut, getting a phone, being left to do their own homework, walking places alone like school, expressing their own opinions, and managing and spending and saving money.
Yeah, 12 was about where I started to get my own independence in that I had to pay my own bills, figure out how I was going to eat dinner, get to school on my own, buy school clothes. Yeah, 12 was about it for me too when I became an adult.
I don't know whether to laugh or be sad.
Yeah, I might as well laugh. You know?
I know. Okay. A Canadian news anchor was doing a report and a fly flew in her mouth in the middle
hilarious.
Of it. The clip went viral because she just kept on going even after swallowing
Pro.
The fly. Yeah.
Pro.
Here's a clip.
A national emergency has been invoked, but the weather in Pakistan, extreme weather, is alarming. Meet the Garcha reports.
I saw the fly flying around at the beginning of the news, and I was like, not today, fly. And then the next thing I knew, it was just in my throat.
Like, didn't even hit the teeth, just went straight
down. No, and you can't even see it in the video, which is so crazy. It was so sneaky, this fly.
First of all, professional, A+. Yes. I don't know if she lit. What town does it say?
It's a Canadian anchor.
Okay. You're a super pro. If that had happened to me on this show, I'd have just went home. I wouldn't have kept going. I would have just said, good night, everybody. I'll see you in a week. So shout out to you because that's pretty cool.
Yeah, her name is Farah Nasser. So yeah, keep it up. We have been on vacation, so we missed reporting this big story in country music, which is that Kelsey Ballerini and Morgan Evans are getting a divorce. And I know that there are a couple that you're actually close to, and we just haven't gotten a chance to talk about it, so I didn't know what you knew.
Well, what I know, like I'm just going to,
what do you know?
It sucks. I didn't know they've been married 5 years.
Yeah, they got married.
The pandemic changes all time, though.
That's true.
Like, everything seems longer or shorter. Like, I feel like I've known Ray 3 months. You know, but we've been, Ray, how long we've known each other?
13 years.
See, pandemic did that.
Wow.
So, I've reached out to Morgan. I've been like, yo, dude, if you want to hang out, let me know. I know this sucks. It's just, I don't know. What do you say? It sucks. That's all. I'm sure they'll say stuff when they're ready to say stuff, or they'll probably say nothing at all. I know Kelsey's got an album coming out. That's probably, I don't know. But what do I have talked to Morgan a little bit and just said, yo, bro, let's hang out. Because I know that's got to be tough.
Yeah. I didn't realize their age difference until
he's
back 70. In the news.
She's 22.
It's crazy. He doesn't look it. He looks good.
No, but you do forget that he's 37 and she's 28, and that the time they got married, she was, you know, even 5 years ago. Like, I forget.
11 years, that'll never work.
That's you and Caitlin.
Yeah, 12. We're 12.
I see what
yeah,
you did.
Yeah, we're 12.
There.
Oh. But I was a little older. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, so is she. So is she. Yeah, all right, is that it?
Yep. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Saw this over the weekend, tweeted it out. I got a little emotional watching it, but they had a show in London's Wembley Stadium, the Foo Fighters did, to celebrate Taylor Hawkins, who was a drummer who died. You guys remember this story?
Yeah.
Yes.
So he died, I think, in like South Africa, maybe?
Yes. South America.
Is that what it was, South America? So he died, so they had this big show. And here is Dave Grohl talking, and he talks about being there to celebrate Taylor Hawkins.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we've gathered here to celebrate the life, the music, and the love of our dear friend, our bandmate, our brother, Taylor Hawkins.
And for a lot of their life, Dave and Taylor were like best friends. So Foo Fighters, they have a song, let's not play it quite yet, but it's "There Goes My Hero, Watch Him As He Runs." You know that song?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. They haven't played it at all since he died. This is their first show to come back. And Taylor Hawkins' 16-year-old son played the drums on Hero. And so that was a 16-year-old son. He kissed the drum set when he was done. Wow. It was awesome.
Goosebumps.
Yeah, it's really crazy. Amazing. Also, Dave Grohl's mom died a few weeks ago, too.
Wow, I didn't see that.
Virginia Grohl passed away at 84. She was in a lot of stuff. She's awesome. I mean, she was awesome from what I'd watched her on. But she was pretty public and, you know, with Dave. And
oh, I had no idea.
Like Dave's mom. So anyway, I thought that was a pretty cool story of his kid playing the drum and crushing it. It was 16. And so that's all I wanted to share with you. I liked it. It made me feel all goosebumpy, like Amy said. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.